mine right now is my, Billy, how should I describe
dearest
you?
Friend. Dearest friend is the easy way to do it. Mentor.
Yeah.
And, yeah, right. Patron and of the arts.
The worst human being I know. You're the worst human being I know, Billy Sunshine, but also the best human being I know. So if that says
well,
anything.
Well, that's it. If I were the worst human being you know, you wouldn't be able to call me those names and get away with it. Because I crush you like the bug you are.
I know, yeah. All 400 pounds of you. All right, so, Billy, we're going to have a debate about masking, because this has become so contentious over the last, week or so,
seriously?
Billy?
Really?
Yeah, it's really
that's
bad.
Crazy. Well, that's nutty. Yeah.
So, Billy, basically the rules go like this. We do three rounds, and then we tally up all the points, and if you win, then you're the winner of the debate, and, Billy, it is a Friday, so remember your job is on the line.
Oh, my God. I have a question about this this fight of ours.
Yeah, boss.
Is it boxing or MMA?
MMA.
All right.
So,
all righty.
But, the, I mean, there are...
I'm going to choke you out.
So we will be covering what's going on with Pelosi and McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, and the whole...
What was the quote?
Such a moron. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi.
Such a moron.
Referred to Kevin McCarthy as such a moron for criticizing the mask guidance. Now, the Capitol physician, I didn't know taxpayer dollars went to such a thing, reimposes the mask requirement for the House. So, Billy, after doing a little bit of a deep dive, this is for everybody, vaccinated or not vaccinated, all guests, all staff, so on and so forth.
Except... some of those jerks in Congress, and the women especially, are the biggest jerks. That's what's sort of interesting me. I don't know which one is it, Boebert probably. She throws the mask back at the staffer who gives it to her. You throw a mask back at me, and you'll end up on your knees in front of me, begging for forgiveness.
Billy, are you ready to start the
Oh, we didn't start yet?
No, we didn't start yet.
Oh, darn.
All right, Billy.
My best stuff.
Let's flip a coin to see who goes first, Billy. Okay, you ready? Call it in the air. One, two, three.
Heads.
Okay, you go first.
Well, you know, I'm amazed to find myself living in a world where people want me to suffer. And they don't want us ever to get out of this problem with the virus. The only way we're going to ever get back to normalcy is if we get vaccinated and if we wear masks and we don't give the virus someplace to live and change and become like the Delta, easier to catch and possibly even more dangerous and destructive. It's about selfishness. And there's no other reason. Nobody in Congress isn't wearing a mask for a good reason.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Billy, are you familiar with the numbers from the CDC as to what the rates are in breakthrough cases?
I'm not interested in any facts.
Okay. So the fact of the matter is, Billy, is that the number of breakthrough cases in the United States is 0.098%. What that means, Billy, is that so far there have been out of 161 million doses of the vaccine, Billy, do you know how many breakthrough cases there have been of COVID-19?
No idea.
6,000. Do you know how many people have died as the result of a breakthrough case? 1,700. So, Billy,
okay,
what that tells me... what that tells me, Billy, is that this is all a big charade. As Rand Paul said, that this is all theater at this point in time.
Rand Paul.
Because once you have been vaccinated, Billy, the vaccination, or the rate of protection against COVID-19, if you've had the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine, is somewhere in the neighborhood of 95% to 98%. Those aren't my numbers, Billy. Those are numbers from the CDC. I'm reading right off of the website right
now. By the way, are those still the numbers? I know those were in the beginning when we first got it. So it isn't being that effective.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that great?
So here's my question. Yeah. Why do you think that Nancy Pelosi is engaging in this theater when it comes to mask wearing?
Because masks still help prevent you from spreading the virus and from catching it as much.
Okay.
It lowers the viral load you are going to face or give to anyone else. It's the intelligent thing to do if we're sick and tired of being sick and tired with the virus.
So, but
I want the virus to go away.
Really?
And what's amazing is, hang on, I'm not done. Just sit quiet and listen. I want the virus to go away. It doesn't go away. We can't go back to a vibrant world until we get rid of this thing. And my enemies are the people who aren't helping. And if you refuse to wear a mask and get vaccinated, you are not helping. You are messing with my life and everybody else's. Go ahead.
Okay, so Billy, do you care?
Ding.
What?
We're done. Ding. It's the first round is done. There we go. I needed a rest. That's why I wanted you to call the round. I needed my cut man to, you know, take care of me because you've done so much damage. I'm bleeding above the eye.
So, Billy, do you care if Marjorie Taylor Greene gets COVID-19 and dies? Do you care?
Yes.
No, you don't, Billy. That's such a lie. That is such a lie, Billy. We talked about this.
I want her well and in Congress to show us all how not to exist on this planet.
Okay. She is
the perfect example. Everybody in Congress with the name that starts with G is somebody you don't want to be.
Billy, I'm going to start using the mute button because you're cutting into my time right now. So the point for me is, Billy, is that I don't care if there's some 45-year-old guy out there, 45-year-old lady out there that doesn't want to get the vaccine. I should not have to live in inconvenience if that person decides to not get the vaccine. At this point in time, Billy, in the state of Washington, something like 70% of the population has received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's amazing. If you factor in, Billy, the amount of people who have likely already been exposed to COVID-19 nationwide, we have reached herd immunity. We reached it about 6 weeks ago. Yes, we have, Billy. If you add up all of the data, we have reached herd immunity in the United States.
The only data you
Billy,
need
you're
to
still
add
cutting
up,
it. Billy, you're still cutting into my time, boss. You're still cutting into my time. The biggest issue with the whole mask thing at this point in time, Billy, is that this is theater to try to pressure people to get the vaccine. I'm done.
Yeah, so, you know, from the very beginning, what was it called? The spamdemic, the scamdemic. It's not a scam. It's not something where people are just trying to get you to control you and everything else. It's actually an illness that is wrecking people's lives and the economies. And if we let it continue, it'll do just that. We know that, I don't know what there is to say about this. It's so obvious that we need to stop misbehaving, act like good little citizens, and, you know, keep the governor in California exactly where he is. Whoops.
Billy, that's not even, Gavin Newsom has nothing to, Billy, this is, Gavin Newsom has nothing to do whatsoever. You were just like, you basically.
I know. That was just an ad I stuck in there. In case there were any Californians listening, I just thought I'd stick that in there.
None whatsoever. So technically though, Billy, Kevin McCarthy is on the side of science when it comes to this argument with the House and Nancy Pelosi.
That's a crazy thing.
Yes, he certainly is, Billy, because if you have been vaccinated, you do not need to wear the mask. Now, Anthony Fauci was saying this exact thing, Billy, 5 weeks ago. If you have been vaccinated, you do not need to wear the mask. You do not need to worry about the Delta variant. Moreover, Billy, there is no data out there to suggest that if you have been vaccinated, if you do actually get a breakthrough case, that the viral load that you carry in your nose holes is the same as somebody who has not been vaccinated. So all in all, Billy, this is all, as I have said many times, theater. And Pelosi knows that this is good theater. Hold on a second. Pelosi knows that this is good theater, Billy Sunshine. Because if you really think about it, this has nothing to do with COVID-19. And this has everything to do with the fact that Pelosi loves to dunk on Republicans. She loves to paint these people as anti-vax and as anti-science. And this is her opportunity to do it, Billy. And your inability to acknowledge the fact that Pelosi is using this as an opportunity as a political football is astounding to me, Billy, because again, if you want to be on the side of science like Jack Stein and Kevin McCarthy, you say once you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear the mask, Billy. It's that simple. And to say otherwise, Billy, is just ridiculous. And I think that you know this, Billy. I think that you just are also taking this as an opportunity to dunk on Republicans.
No, you don't believe that. You don't.
Yes, I do.
That.
Yes, I do, Billy. I think that you hate Republicans so much that you are blinded
That's
to
true.
The idea that this is a stupid and cynical political move by Pelosi.
No, now think about it. When Donald Trump, for example, says, look, just he tells the Justice Department, just say that it was stolen. I'll handle the rest. The Republican Senate and me will handle it. You just have to say we stole the election. So what you're saying to me is that same Republican Senate that Trump trusts to steal the election for him is a place where we can trust people? No, I don't think so.
What?
I think that the House and the House, I've just moved on is all. I've moved on. There's
just
no point in discussing. There's no point in discussing something where you don't understand the reality. There are so many
people in the hospital now.
Quiet, it's my turn.
I am reading off of the CDC website. What do you mean? What I don't understand, Billy? That's a ridiculous.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
let me have my turn. Now, by the way, I would like a music bed of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, please.
You don't get that.
If not, well, be prepared for next time. If there is a next time, yeah. Yeah. You know, right now in California, there's a town called L.A. It's a really big city. And you might not know this, but they've been told to wear masks down there. I wonder why. Maybe it's because the hospitals are filling up with people with this Delta thing. Filling up. Now, you know, don't you want that to stop or not? Are you aware that that's the case?
I don't care.
Are you aware hospitals are filling up again?
I don't care.
Well, I do care. There's a difference.
Billy, if people are unvaccinated and they get COVID-19, that is their fault. Billy, you remember our mutual friend Kelly Souza?
Sure.
Okay, she does not wear a seatbelt. She refuses to wear a seatbelt in her car. This is a woman who is worth...
And she's a racer.
She races cars as well. Kelly is a lovely human being. I care very much about Kelly.
But she's wrong about almost everything.
Okay, but more importantly, Billy, she's not here to defend herself. But more importantly, she does not wear a seatbelt. She drives an $80,000 Porsche with the alarm that goes off if the seatbelt is not... hooked up. She will take the seatbelt and put it behind her and plug it in so the alarm stops going off. If Kelly Souza if Kelly Souza runs into a barrier and passes away, that is on Kelly. That is not on me to try to tell her how to live
That's
her
right.
life. It's exactly the same with COVID.
No. She can't spread her disease. She can't make other people sick with not wearing a seatbelt. You're the king of bad analogies, my love.
No, but Billy, I am wearing my seatbelt. This is how this works. She can most certainly kill other people if other people are not wearing a seatbelt and she runs her car into that car, then they both mutually die. But I am wearing my seatbelt in this analogy, Billy Sunshine. I am the one who was fully protected against COVID-19. I am the one who followed the recommendation. I do not need to follow the leader when it comes to people who have bad ideas, Billy. That's what I'm talking about. If you go out of your way
to suggest that wearing a mask is a bad idea, how could it possibly be a bad idea to lessen something? There's no doubt that you're going to get less of it if you wear masks.
Less of what?
It might not be 100%, but you will get less of it. You will kill the virus off sooner. True or not?
Will
the virus go away sooner if everybody's masked and vaccinated? True or not? Just yes or no. It's a simple. Say no if that's what you believe.
So wait, you are asking me if that is an obvious question, Billy. If everybody gets vaccinated, will the virus go away? Is that
and
what
wears
you,
masks? Even and wears masks. Both.
Both at the
that.
Same
I'm
time.
For both.
Okay. So, but
yes.
Billy, if people just wear
will
masks,
will the virus go away? Answer the question.
Billy,
ask.
You
will?
Billy, this is a stupid argumentative technique because what you're trying to do is
don't call me names.
Billy, let me finish my point because you're trying to get me to say yes, and then you're going to go exactly, Jack. Everybody, But we're not arguing about Billy. We're not arguing about vaccines. We're arguing about masks. Correct.
Okay, I'll turn the question around. If everybody wore a mask, would we get less of the virus and less mutations?
Depends on the mask that they're wearing.
All right, never mind. I'm not interested in your opinion.
Oh, Billy, don't back out.
We need to talk about something else.
Hold on.
Where you're not so damn wrong.
Okay, Billy, hold on.
Okay, hold on. What are we holding for?
We got to get to round number three. Okay.
I thought I just knocked you out.
No, Billy.
There's no round number three.
No, you're
lying on the canvas, gasping for air, asking me, please don't hit me again,
Billy,
sir.
Billy,
yeah.
This whole thing is about whether or not, you know, Pelosi should come out and decree, like a fascist dictator, that everybody in the House should wear a mask or not. This kind of anti-scientific thinking is what prevents people, Billy, from actually getting the vaccine. Because if you want to incentivize people to get the vaccine, Billy, one of the things that you do is you say, when you get the vaccine, you no longer need to wear the mask. That is the bargain that we were made months ago, Billy. And now they're negging on that deal. I'm done.
Changed. And then the Delta came along and the situation changed. You know, you're supposed to move your opinion around when you get more facts. You heard about that, right?
Keep going, Billy. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, we now have a whole new variant of this virus because people didn't get vaccines, because people didn't wear masks. We've got the Delta. I can't wait for the Lambda and eventually the Omega, which finishes us off completely. But you know what? The Earth will be happier when we're gone. I'll be happier when we're gone because we won't have idiots refusing to wear masks and making us all sick.
Oh, wow. That was
done. Thank you.
All right, Billy. That's your closing argument, correct?
Yeah, that's it. All right,
Billy. One of the things we have to do now is we have to tally up all the votes. 98973. Going to tally up all the votes here. So many people texting in. So it's just a really tight race here, Billy. You got to. Oh, man.
You know, it's not who votes, it's who gets to count the votes. And
okay.
You count the votes.
So Shane is bringing me the envelope, and Billy.
Shane.
Oh, I won again, Billy. Yes. Yes, Billy, you've been destroyed with facts and logic. Get out of here, you communist. You're with your communist nonsense, Billy Sunshine. Yes. I'm 3-for-3 in our debates, Billy Sunshine. You're a loser, and everyone celebrates me for being the champion yet again, Billy.
I'm glad that it's important for you to win, and I don't mind letting you.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. Okay, well, now comes my favorite part of the show, Billy, where we take things down a couple notches.
Okay.
And you say something nice about
me. We hug and kiss. You're a good dog owner.
Oh, thank you, Billy.
You make sure to take your dog out.
I do. He's a very good boy, and he's a very lovely boy. And
he's a little rapey, though.
He's got a little bit of a... Well, because he's intact. We didn't get him fixed because he was too old. But, you know, Billy, one of the things I want to say about you is that even though you're a deplorable, nasty human being with awful opinions and a terrible, terrible passive-aggressive habit and a narcissist, I still love you because I see how compassionate you are as a human being. And even though you're a terrible human being on the radio, in real life, you're just a little bit less of a
terrible human being.
And I'm glad that we're friends, Billy. But unfortunately, you're fired. So you can't come back ever again.
I need this job.
Well, I'll tell you what, Billy. We'll give you another chance on Monday. You'll come back on Monday. We'll see.
Thank you so much. You're so wonderful.
All right. We'll take a really quick break. We'll be right back after this with more Cairo Nights. Very special guest has called into the show. Ashley Scontriano just heard the segment with Mr. Sunshine talking about how masks should be mandated again, and you wanted to add your two cents onto this. My very good friend, Ashley Scontriano, welcome to the show. Fan
yes,
favorite.
Hi, Jack. Hello.
So
thank you for taking my call. Yes, I just heard Billy. And if Billy wasn't a super dog lover,
yeah,
I would really take him to task. But I have to just poke a little fun at the fact that where I live, it hasn't even been made into a law. It's still these like really foggy mandates, recommendations.
Right.
And everybody is almost excited to put these things on their face again.
Yeah.
I went to Safeway and like 99% of the people had these masks back on and giving dirty looks if you don't. I just want to question Billy, who is definitely on the liberal side of the spectrum,
yeah,
and say, when did choice become eliminated from people's daily lives? Why has this turned into an all or nothing movement? And I just question anybody who wants to enforce anything on somebody to really question, where does that come from? And why do we feel that way? Why do we feel we want to enforce views on other people?
Well,
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I actually think more and more, Ashley, that this is so anti-democratic, if you think about it. It's so fascist in so many ways. And the language around it isn't becoming increasingly fascist, meaning it's becoming increasingly like, I'm doing my part for my country. Oh, I'm doing my part, which is very much so the language that we saw in Triumph of the Will, where all of these kind of Nazi figures in that film were talking about how they were doing their part for the nation, for the fatherland. And
right.
when I see this, it's so... it's so counter parallel to what we think of when we think of as being an American, which is this radical individual nature. And when people use this language, even when it's Dr. Z or Billy or whatever it is, I think to myself, hey, you know what? I don't really care if somebody gets coronavirus at this point in time. I don't really care. I made the so Ashley, you did not get the vaccine. You have made a choice for you and your husband as well, who's an all-American hero. You have both decided not to get the vaccine, correct?
Well, Jack, at this point, with people knocking on your doors and demanding your card to prove something in order to dine at a restaurant,
yeah,
I don't feel those that have chosen not to get this shot have any freedoms anymore to express this without being put on some list.
Sure.
Ultimately, that's the world we're creating. And I watched this great short little video yesterday of, you know, people never want to equate what happened in Germany to what's happening today. And I get that. But at the same time, can we look at just how that whole horrible time in history ramped up? We don't have to talk about the encampments and the horrible end results. Can we just talk about the beginning? What started to happen at the beginning where everything was controlled by the government, your press, your radio stations, whatever you heard or listened to was all being controlled. The fact that trains were getting moved through towns and the churchgoers didn't want to talk up about the horrible atrocities going on and just sort of wanted to turn a blind eye.
Well,
can we look at that? No, that's fact.
Well, no. This is what I'm saying, Ashley, though. Like, let me be really careful about this. I do think that if you decide not to get vaccinated at a certain point in time, I sincerely do think that there's going to start being lists, maybe county by county or whatever it is. And what's weird about this is that this should all be private medical information, right? And yet we see this increasing pressure from every level of government, whether it's at the national level, the state level, the local level, where you have people now with fairly unromantic inclinations to not get the vaccine. Again, you and your husband's like a firefighter, have decided not to get the vaccine. I don't really care if you guys decide not to get it. Now, the argument that people give me, as Billy just gave me, is that, if you guys get the virus, it's going to spread and it's going to create a new variant, blah, 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 blah. And until there is a variant that is, absolutely 100% breaks through the vaccine that I got, I don't really care. I simply don't care. And yet people are telling me that I have to care. And that's where it gets weird, Scontriano, is that when someone is telling me that I have to care about somebody else is like, ugh. Yeah, I'm like, why? Why? I mean, sincerely, Scontriano, you and I have been friends for many, many years. If you get COVID-19 and die, it will be a tragedy for me because we're buddies. But
same for you getting the shot and having a demise. I will miss you.
But at the same time, I'll be like, well, yep, that's just the decision that Ashley made. Ashley decided to be a rootin' tootin' all-American, small business owning, AR-15, apple pie-eating American
gal.
Okay,
but real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
When you have the governor of of New York saying that they're going to come and pick you up in a car and take you away to get the jab.
Yeah.
We have to really question what our leader's message is. And with Biden now making every single person in the U.S. military have to get the shot.
Right.
And now our frontline workers who work through the pandemic of the end of 2019, well, 2020 was when we really learned about it, never getting sick. And now they're losing their jobs because they don't want to get the vaccine, but yet they never got sick working with the sickest of the sick during the pandemic. I just have to question the narrative and say, let's go back to being the republic that we say in our, you know, Pledge of Allegiance, that we are a republic. We do have the freedom of choice. That's what makes people flock to this country, and stop trying to make a narrative that changes what we stand for. That's it. That's it. Plain
right.
and simple. You do you, I'll do me, and we continue that way, because otherwise, yes, we do become a controlled state of fascism, which is the one thing, I can't even say the word because it's so like derogatory, fascism
yeah.
becoming something that we're not. And we work so hard to get to where we are with our freedoms today that I just can't understand why, even in times we're being told that are so horrible, that we need to uproot what our base is.
Yeah.
Sounded on.
Yeah. And sometimes I wish that that people would tone it down about 100 notches, being that like, I went out and I got the J&J, you know, Sarah got the vaccine that she thought was best for her. You didn't get the vaccine. Like all of, and everybody is my buddy and, you know, Sarah's fine and you're fine. I get so tired of the hysterics of it, Scontriano. I get so tired of the, like, and this idea that somehow like you are a bad person because you didn't get the vaccine. I'm like, Ashley Scontriano is one of the nicest people that I know, even though you're a Nazi fascist.
could have just stopped it with nicest person. That would have been the period end of statement.
I'm like, I'm not going to not be friends with Scontriano just because she didn't get the vaccine. Like, this is insanity, and yet people are trying to tell me that you're a bad person. Ashley, tell people where they can find you in the last 60 seconds that we have.
Well, I'm glad I could jump on real quick. People can jump over to Instagram, Common Sense Ashley. That's where you can find all my freedom-loving statements.
Yeah, and you just built your new podcast booth, right? You're getting that going?
I did! Oh my gosh, thank you for reminding me. I just completed it. I have a podcast booth. That's going to be coming so soon. Look for it, Common Sense Ashley, on podcast form, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Cool. We'll take a really quick break. Ashley Scontriano is my very good friend, back from Santa Cruz, California, media personality, rootin' tootin' all-American, Trump-voting, anti-vaxxing, AR-15.
Blah, blah, blah.
We'll take a really quick break. We'll be right back with Shane Peterson after this. Shane, a bit of a spoiler this time around on Shane's World. You showed me a story from BuzzFeed. It's a Capitol rioter who says that he's working on a video game featuring Donald Trump shooting Democrat zombies in Antifa. This guy's name is Jack Griffiths. He pled guilty, and he repeatedly posted on Facebook promoting a video that he says he's building where an animated Donald Trump shoots and threatens monsters as well as members of Antifa, Democrat zombies, and assorted enemies. And he's posted a couple clips of this video game, and I'm looking at pictures of it, and it is a legit animated Donald Trump who it looks like they're using... it looks like they're almost using like the Hitman engine or something like that to try to make this happen. But this is really, really gross if this is a thing. Jack Griffith pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, which carries a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail. This is really, really gross, man. What are your thoughts on this, Shane?
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the thing is that when you think of like really hardcore people on the right and conservatives, you wouldn't expect them to be somebody who's so into computers and gaming and stuff. And also, if you look up a picture of this guy, he looks like a really cheap knockoff of Ninja, the famous video game player, with a really awful DIY Trump 1 jacket that he likes to sport around. But I think it's really gross. I think you used the perfect word for it. I mean, it's kind of it's just in poor taste all around. Like, even if you are like a conservative and believe what you want, like, it's just still in poor taste. Like, yeah, it's humorous. I can see the humor in it, but it's still like, ah, man.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I mean, I would feel the same way if somebody came out with a video game that was targeting Republicans. You know, there was that movie that came out a while back called The Hunt, which was about a bunch of conservative archetypes being hunted down in the woods by a bunch of liberals who pay to hunt conservative people. And it was actually postponed because of how awful and violent it was. And then they recut the movie and they reshot some scenes and then they released another version of it. But when I look at this kind of fervor, like, I'm not a fan of the Democrat Party, but the idea that I would either play or joke about violence against Democrats is something that I just never do it, Shane. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, okay, Billy has for sure Trump derangement syndrome. Billy Sunshine has Trump derangement syndrome, and he's for sure got Republican derangement mm-hmm. syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of anybody who would be willing to engage with something like this, even somebody as radical as Billy is. This is just so over the top and so troll that, it makes me sad to see that someone would put this much effort into something that's so gross.
Yeah, and I mean, he even, like, uses different locations where, like, a lot of the riots and stuff happening. I'm looking at a picture of, it looks like the image says, Trump interrogates a professional agitator in Portland, yeah. Oregon. You know, it's just, it's so corny and bad and just keeps, like, enforcing a lot of, you know, this narrative that, you know, that some people have partially right and a lot of people have very much wrong. You know, I when I saw this today, this is one of the first things that I thought of that I was like, yeah, we gotta talk about this. And I ended up actually slipping up and telling you the article before the show. So, I mean, as you could tell, you were pretty shocked as I was when I saw this.
Yeah. And I know. OK, so here's another one on a crowdfunding website linked on Facebook. Griffith asked for money to help finish the game and specifies that the goal is to promote these conspiracy theories. He says not only is it a bad experience, meaning a good experience from start to finish, he says it also brings awareness to the globalist pedophile ring and New World Order plot behind the scenes. He also writes that he needs financial support because he lost everything after he entered the Capitol on the 6th of January. And, you know, this kind of thing, Shane, this is why I say right-wing hack all the time, because I have nothing in common with someone who thinks like this. Not a single thing. We might agree on some policy points, but as far as being brothers in arms or something like that, it's simply not the case. I don't endorse stuff like this. I don't think that this kind of stuff is funny. I don't think that it's, even worth anybody's time. But there is a significant amount of people out there that think that something like this is amazing. You know what I mean? And that's what even makes it more kind of sad for me. Why somebody would engage with this and why somebody would do this kind of thing is beyond me, other than they've just gone so far down the QAnon rabbit hole that they probably can't come back.
Yeah, it also kind of reminds me of that one video game. I forget the name of it. It's escaping me, but it was the one video game that influenced both of the Columbine shooters. Do you remember learning about that? That was a big instance that they were talking about in the lead up to the case. There was a video game that they always referred to as, and people say, oh, the video games don't make stuff violent, but I don't know. It would be terrible to see some kid getting this into their hands and actually playing it and actually starting to believe some of this garbage.
I don't know. There's really. Oh, yeah. I see that. I see that, though, Shane. Because if the message is woven in there about some globalist pedophile ring, I could totally see that. I think that that's how people get really radicalized, when they start to believe in this kind of stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll talk about the grift and the theft that goes on in the United States on a daily basis. You want me to talk about how the Democrats and many Republicans are in cahoots to continue to steal from John Q. taxpayer and Jane Q. taxpayer? I'll talk about it all day. But when you get into this kind of thing, where you start talking about global pedophile rings and stuff like that, it's like, it's so far out there. It's so beyond the scope of normal conversation or kind of normal thoughts about the criminality that goes on in the United States. I'm pretty sure that I'm on the edge when it comes to explaining to people how theft goes on in the United States. These people are way, they're
too far gone, man.
Yeah, they're so far gone in the abyss, Shane.
Yeah, it's bad. I just hope that this doesn't get into the wrong hands of some young developing minds, and I hope that he puts an end. I hope this game never gets released.
Well, I mean, the question is who would release it, and then on top of that, you know, who would what app store would host this, or what Steam won't host this? I just don't see it happening.
I could see it probably happening if they put it up on some, you know, deep, dark Reddit page that doesn't get too much patrolled too often much. I'm sure that there's ways that they can get around it.
We're getting off way in the woods in technicalities. Shane Peterson, coming up next, I'm going to tell the story about how I saved a man's life today. It's a true story. Every word of it is 100% true. I saved a man's life today. Stick around for Stacey Jill Rost if you want to hear an amazing story of heroism. We'll be right back after this.